In case you missed it, this article was originally published by Thorold today on March 22. Local community group 1 Thorold has been trying to get an affordable housing project off the ground for quite some time, and now they have finally identified the perfect plot of land on St. David Street, E. Bill Vanderkolep, who sits on the 1 Thorold Housing Committee, gave a presentation on the project during last night's city council meeting. "There's a lot of potential there to build housing," he told council members. "It's ideally situated. This is a property that could be easily allocated." In his presentation, Vanderkolep highlighted the need for affordable housing in Thorold. "There's competition in the housing market from so many buyers who have come into Niagara from outside of the region," he said. "Thorold is at 13% of its community that is deemed in need. That's important, folks. We have people in need in our community. That percentage amounts to 1250 Thorold households that are in need of adequate, suitable, and affordable housing." 1 Thorold has already spoken to Bethlehem Housing and Support Services, as well as Rankin Construction, who both have expressed interest in coming on board with the project. When asked about funding, Vanderkolep said that it's hard to nail down specifics without a plot of land to build on. In an effort to keep costs down, the group is hoping to enter a long-term lease agreement with the city. "This property we suggest should remain in the city's hands," said Vanderkolep. "When your input costs increase, it just becomes less and less affordable because of what we would have to charge the tenants down the road." The group also wants the city to do whatever it can to reduce the expenses associated with development. "There are municipal tools that can focus on this project and incentives that can minimize the obstacles for development," Vanderkolep said. Ultimately, the group hopes to build a mixed housing complex with 40 to 60 units, and with community services situated on the ground floor. "Our dream is that this would become a community," said Vanderkolep. "There's built-in accountability when people know each other. When there's neighbors, then people help each other." Councillors praised the proposal and agreed that there is a need for affordable housing in Thorold. Councillor Henry D'Angela said that there are other properties in the same area that could be suitable too. "I would like to see if there's any potential for the Lamco property, which is abandoned, and then the Wellington property," he said. "Those are adjacent pieces of property that I think need to be further reviewed." In the end, councillors unanimously voted to have City Hall draft up a report on the matter, which will come back to council at a later date.